history is being made here in the Hunter tonight with the world first trial of a new technology that will allow you to get back to your local pubs while feeling safe in doing so. And what's very exciting is it was created right here in the Hunter. So what is it? How will it work? Ash Bosworth is the CEO of Pulse. How are you using AI to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission in one of our local pubs?
Well, it's a bit of an evolving story from actually before the time of COVID. We've been partnering with a pretty cool little manufacturing business in Melbourne who make things called bat booths, which are designed to de-dust workers working in the mines and other dusty environments. And they wanted to have a digital means of tracking who actually went into the device and what time they were de-dusted and a few other details, and have that available instantly through the internet and web sort of system to managers and the like. And if someone did something wrong or answered questions that were not right, they could actually go out and find this person and help them. Great, we'll get cracking on that. And the manufacturer said, you know what, it'd be really cool if we could actually also measure the temperature. And of course, COVID happened, and so we escalated the importance of the temperature measurement, and we've got that going. And one of our people, Mel, our marketing expert, she came up with the idea of, well, it's going to work in these bat booths. Why don't we just make it available to any business that don't need to have the dust taken off? And we thought, you know what? That's one way we can help.
Talk us through what it'll look like when we actually arrive at the Delaney.
So it's a fairly standard-sized tablet that is actually going to sit on a stand outside the Delaney, as far as I'm aware. And you'll simply walk up to it when it's your turn to pass through. It says put your face here and it will measure your temperature within a couple of seconds. It will be green if you're within range, and if you're over range, it'll turn red and someone will be there to escort you to wherever they're going to escort you.
Yeah.
And the operators of the hotel or business can also determine what questions they'd like you to have answered, such as would you have you been in touch with anyone who's tested positive recently, or have you been to a hotspot like Melbourne or Sydney in the last 14 days, those sort of things.
Was it a difficult process to take it from that bat booth into what it looks like now on that tablet?
The tablet is not manufactured by us. We've had to interface directly with the third party's product and then put our software around it. So that was a trick that the guys had to solve, but they've done it now. We're also trying to make it future-proof, so any additional functionality that companies would like, such as a breathalyzer for a mine site, for example, can be plugged into it. We can also scan license and other ID information and store it securely. The team has realized that they need to just get it done. There's no other option, you know, and they've managed to deliver it in time to get it out there tonight.
Yeah, it's great to have that idea and to test it out and get it working in, you know, the Pulse offices or at in the home offices there. How open was the Delaney to being like, yeah, we'll give it a go?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. As Joshua says, the whole thing is the enemy of the virus here. It's not anything other than that. So we're trying to keep or help the Delaney keep their staff safe and their patrons safe. And basically that's where the whole idea stops.
There is always, when we talk AI and facial recognition and all of that, there is some privacy concerns. How have you looked at that when it is maybe so many people walking through in the general public?
Well, when you think about what people have already given up of their private information with things that they're using like Facebook and Instagram, I mean, Apple and Google pretty much know everything about you, right? we're not going that far. And it's ironic that people are out on Facebook commenting on, you know, it might be dangerous and, you know, China's going to take all the data, when the back end of the system is probably more safe than a lot of banks. We've had to comply with every single standard to secure data that can possibly be out there in the whole world. So we're bringing that straight over into this application, and effectively your information is safer than that stored by the banking industry. And as far as the technology used to measure your temperature and recognise your face, it's identical to what's already on your devices, such as your Apple iPhone or Samsung device.
We have been hearing a lot, Ash, about businesses and industry having to pivot during this time. How does this open doors for what you and your team can do now beyond, or taking what you create for mining industry and taking it further into the wider community?
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the benefits that we're seeing out of this. We pulled a specialist crack team onto building this stuff, and And having done so has meant that the rest of the staff have had to step up to fill the gap, and that's been really appreciated by everyone. Benefit of this for us is that being a mining supply company, every cycle, the mining industry being a cyclical industry, every cycle downturn sort of hurts. Previously, we've had to put people off. Chasing this opportunity isn't just about doing it for the sake of the COVID stuff, even though that's a really important thing for us to do ethically. It's also got a flip side benefit of allowing Pulse to branch out into other streams of industry.
It's really interesting to hear what you and the team have done. Best of luck with the rollout this weekend. Is the hope that we can see it in more venues across the Hunter and maybe New South Wales?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not an exclusive thing, and it's not just suited for pubs and clubs, I suppose. You can go to any business where it's important to have people there and on site. And if you want to do pretty much everything you can at this stage to keep people assured that everyone else that they're in contact with is as safe as possible, then this is a good solution.
Managing Director and CEO of Pulse, Ash Bosworth, there talking you through this brand new AI system that will be rolled out at one of our pubs, the Delaney, tonight, all around checking your temperature for COVID-19, getting those details that you're seeing asked either in a QR code at the moment, via a sheet, a staff with a temperature gun. So a lot going on in this space, and great to see local companies coming up with these solutions to this really big global problem.